David and Addie on the Run.
On Red Radio. Okay, guys, I'm really excited because we have on the line Anne Yorkia, who is the educational psychologist at Red Hill. Anne, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. Just getting to grips with being inside these four walls. But all okay, thanks.
That's good. Dave, you go.
Can I just ask a question, ma'am? I must be honest, I've seen your office around campus, but I only found out what you actually do yesterday when Ali was explaining it to me. So would you mind giving our audience just a little brief of what an educational psychologist does?
Sure. So all psychologists are trained in a very similar way, but we all have what's called our own scope of practice, our own speciality. So basically I can do therapy. So a lot of the kids who come to me, they come to me because they're anxious, or they've got problems that they're dealing with, or they're depressed, or they need to just have a quiet place just for somebody to listen. And then obviously I do all of the assessments, so to have a look and see what's happening in terms of how perhaps if you've got ADHD or anxiety, or if you have a learning disorder and how that's affecting your schoolwork. And then I also do all the subject choice and the career assessments as well.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
So you do quite a lot on a campus, behind-the-scenes work that we not all of us get to see. So I'm asking a question now as an anxious student, because I think a lot of us, especially the 11s and 12s, are feeling like all of a sudden our routine has been ripped away from us, and all of a sudden life just isn't what we've known for the past 16, 17, 18 years.
Yeah.
So, like, do you have any advice? How should we go about maintaining, I mean, I don't want to call it a routine, but it is a routine in lockdown. Like, how do you advise we should go about doing something like that?
Okay, so I think the first thing to bear in mind is that it's normal to feel stressed at times. It really is. Everyone does. And as long as you can recognize those feelings and you know that that's what you're feeling, then it's okay. All right, things will get back to normal. But really, I think some of the most important things that you can do for yourself is we're in a situation now where the way in which we are living is out of our control. We have to be confined to our homes. So in order for us to be able to function and to feel happy, we need to place certain things in our control, or back in our control. And as you said, yes, we need to set up a routine for ourselves. So whether that is getting up, getting dressed, having a shower, girls putting your makeup on, doing your hair, whatever it is that makes you feel as though you are following some kind of a routine. For example, I get up in the mornings, and the first thing I do is I do an hour of exercise, because that makes me feel as though I've accomplished something, as if something is worthwhile. So there are lots of little things that you can do, but when you plan ahead and you make provision for, you feel comfortable with, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you. I already feel that.
So the kinds of things that you can do is just, as I said, try and do something creative. Do something new. Slot in time for, doing a little bit of revision or reading or some artwork or some baking or cooking. I think it's also important to slot in some relaxation time. So whether that's doing some meditating, whether that's reading a book, whether that's watching a TV show, be gentle with yourself. This is not easy for everybody, but you can get through it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. That's some good advice there. I know a lot of people, and I'm very much one of them, who suffer from a little bit of anxiety. And so now, as I mentioned, you know, my anxiety is heightened because all of a sudden I don't have control. Mm-hmm. And so how do I try and control that anxiety and get on top of my work as well? Because I know the grade 11s and 12s are still doing work. As much as we are on holiday, we do still have quite a bit of work to get on top of.
Any of the kids who've been to see me will know that I'm a great proponent of using a desktop calendar. Okay, and literally prioritizing work and allowing yourself time slots. So in your planning for your routine of your day, on your calendar, actually plan for the week and say, okay, you know what? Today is Wednesday, So today I'm going to do half an hour of English, I'm going to do half an hour of maths, and I'm going to do half an hour of life sciences. And I put it on the calendar. And then tomorrow I'm going to do this. And as you do it, you tick it off. Because once again, you're putting yourself in control of a situation. And by the end of the week, you can see how much you've covered. That's quite an interesting little technique as well. And the other thing I want to talk about, which is like so important, you know, if we go onto social media, we are bombarded by information about the virus and what is happening all over the world and all the bad stuff. And I'm saying, please, try and restrict yourself from doing that. You know, if you need to check, so like set yourself a time at a certain point in the day and say, okay, at 6 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going to give myself permission to go online and I'm going to check, but I'm going to check credible sources. I'm not going to look at rumors and I'm not going to listen to what other people say. I'm going to go onto the COVID site. I'm going to go onto the World Health Organization. And for half an hour, I'm going to bring myself up to speed. But for the rest of the day, try and not do that. Because the more you focus on it, the more anxious you become.
Definitely. I know, personally speaking, I am on so many WhatsApp groups with specifically adults. I don't think teenagers are distributing it as often, but I'm getting so much fake news and so much of the same things that are just circulating. And you can see the panic. Like someone will say, all of a sudden we need to wear masks because all of a sudden the virus is airborne. And then everyone goes into a panic. And so, I definitely understand why. I think it's a good idea to just limit to half an hour every day. Check credible sources. I think that's the best thing we can do because there's so much flying through at the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, I think when you know that certain groups are sending a lot of that kind of stuff, just mute them on WhatsApp. And then literally once a day, go in and check. And enjoy the jokes and enjoy the little videos. So instead of looking at the negative side of it, rather say, okay, you know what, I'm going to look at how people are actually coping with it in a fun way, and that's what I'm going to focus on. You know, there's too much energy if we're spending on negative. I think this is time to reframe and to refocus on what is good and what is positive and what it is that you can take control of.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dave? On a lighter note, ma'am, this has been something that I've been very frustrated about. This is the first holiday where I've actually had to work and I haven't had the time to play FIFA, which is my favorite video game on the PlayStation. And quite frankly, for all of the holidays of my life, I've scheduled about 8 hours every day to play that video game. Like, that's just my life routine, and it's been destroyed. And it's not like I can just avoid it, because my mom will enforce it. My mom will tell me, David, you have to work from this time every day. And I must be honest, it's taking a toll on my happiness, ma'am. Please.
Okay, you know what? Here's one way around it. Remember that schedule that I told you about, of like scheduling time for study time? Then actually on that schedule, schedule yourself 1 to 2 hours for FIFA. And if your mom then comes to you and says, but what about the work? You can say, look, I've done the work. I've put in the time. I'm now doing the time that feeds my soul. So whatever it is that it, you know, whatever game it is or TV show that it is, we need it. We need that time to just refresh and relax. So, you know, do the work, have the evidence that you've done the work, and then have the relaxed time without feeling guilty about it.
Fantastic. Yeah. That helps us a lot.
We really appreciate it. I think we're all a little bit worried at this moment in time, and it's really great to hear an educated opinion because all of us are just trying to assume, but it's not getting us very far. So thank you so much. It's been
just
an amazing
last
show.
Thing.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So sorry, one last thing. It will be going out apparently, I think, sometime this week. But, you know, if there is anybody who's, like, seriously, seriously stressed and what I've said today is not helping, I am available for Zoom chats. You can contact me through my email address and we can set up an appointment. I'm just putting it out there. But if you want a listening ear and you want somebody to bounce ideas, just send me an email. So it's anorkia@redhill.co.za. And we can set up an appointment and we can then have a chat. Okay.